Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schos for Simcha ben Echagittel, for Leah Esther bas Frimit, Racha bat Zlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. And we're going to be discussing the issue of Onus Rachmana Patre based on the Shari Chaim of Gaon Ruchaim Shmulevitz. It says in the Gemara in Gittin on Inksubis on Taf Gimel Amid Beis, that there was Asman a Sakana. And therefore, because of the Sakana, they got married on Tuesday and not Wednesday. The Gemara asks, what was the Sakana? And Rava says, the Sakana was that the Basulu gets married on Wednesday, has to first have Bia with the local mayor. So they wanted to avoid that, so they said, get married Tuesday. For the Gemara, what's the Sakana? It's an onus. And so the Gemara, no, it's really a Sakana, because they're going to be Tznuos, they're going to be Moser Nefesh for Misa. They don't want to be with this mayor, so they're going to be willing to die. And they're going to come to Sakana. So therefore, they made it earlier to get married Tuesday to avoid the Sakana. Frek the Gemara, the religious should onus Shari. Tell them that onus is mutter. She's mutter to her husband after she's raped. Mela, they won't give themselves over for Sakana to die. And for the Gemara, ikaprutus. They're going to be prutzos. And what? Rashi says, if we're mekel, and we tell them onus is shari, they're going to do it beratzen. They say it's great. They get to be with the hegmon, then they get to be with their husbands. So they're going to like it. They're going to do it beratzen, and then they're going to be usher to their husbands. Now, these women are being raped. These prutzos are being raped. So what shot they're going to be usher to their husbands? So you see from this yesod, and the yesod is that somebody who's onus basiyas hamaisa, even if it's nicha, even if the person also wants it, that if a person also wants it, it's considered rutzen and not onus. Even though we see here the women were being raped, it was against their will, they didn't ask for it, but since the prutzos would also have a ratzon in addition to the onus, since it's tarovus of onus and ratzon, we consider that, according to the Gemara, that's to be considered ratzon, and therefore the ratzon of their husbands is not onus anymore. So you see, onus for ratzon b'yachad is considered ratzon. But it's not so pashut, because it says in Daf Beis Amid Beis, guy says it's a get, me'achshavim lobasim mikana yud beis chodesh, and then he got sick within the 12 months. It's not a get. If yesh onus begidden, if we take into account that onus is a valid taina by gittin, he got sick in the middle, so mele the get's not going to be a valid get, frekta p'nei Yeshua. Wait a second, maybe if he wouldn't have gotten sick, he also wouldn't have come. Who says he didn't come to Africa because he got sick? Maybe also if he wouldn't have gotten sick, he wouldn't have come. Is Kasha. But you see, the Gemara isn't bothered by that, because even if he wouldn't have come for his own reasons, nevertheless, he would have still been considered onus. So you see that onus and ratzon together is considered onus. And that's Soser, Bechoira, what we just learned from our Gemara and Gimel Amid Beis, that onus and ratzon together is considered ratzon. So, which is it, my sweet friends? Is it onus and ratzon together considered ratzon? It's the Mashmaos. Gemara Gimel Amid Beis. Beis Amid Beis, the Mashmaos is that onus and ratzon together are considered onus. And therefore, if the person is sick, even if they wouldn't come for their own reasons, that's still going to be considered onus. And we don't take into account the fact that the person also had ratzon shmatzon. The person's an onus. Because onus and ratzon together is onus. And Avodah Zarah, and of Nadalit Amar Aleph, that's what's fun about learning Gemara. You're starting Ksubis at the beginning, and now all of a sudden you fly over to Avodah Zarah, Nadalit Amar Aleph. There, Reb Zeira says that if a goy forced somebody to bow down to a behemoth, it doesn't become nevad. The behema doesn't become aser alts nevad. The behema was served because onus rachmana patre. That's the chesivul and arul asasid davar. And the Gemara says, wait a second, you have these bimusios, these idolatrous pedestals erected during the time of the government decree against religious observance. That even though the decree was nullified, the pedestals don't become nullified. So you see that forced idolatry, they were served out false idolatry. So it renders the worshipped idol forbidden. Not like Rabbi Zeira, who says that if it's bonus, it's not considered nevad. And for the Gemara, no. Lo tema. Rabbi says, Amar lehu, no. Lo imishum halo tesayin. Emer Yisrael mumar hava ufalach labaratzen. Rashi said, "Lo temar emar, lo temar emar." Don't say emar. One could say, "Say one said." It's certain. What are we certain of? There was a Jewish apostate who served the idol willingly. Rashi says, "Di efshe b'chalovdim shle echad mei mumer." Acha shiros Yisrael yadam yadam mata notali b'lavodizara. So you have this mumer. You have this apostate Jew, and he's serving willingly, and that's why it's not batal, because he was serving willingly. But wait a second. He's also included in the Gzeira. So you have Onus and Ratzin together. And that's considered Ratzin, that's why this Bim Yisos are Aser. So, and that's like it's Mavur and Argamar, that Onus and Ratzin together, Gimelamet Beis, is considered Onus, is considered Ratzin. And that's Soser, what's Muchach from the person who got sick within the 12 months, that we don't care if there are other reasons that he wouldn't come. Consider him onus and ratzon together is considered onus. Very, very interesting to sugya. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz says as follows to answer. L'chora, the din of onus rachmana patre is a p'tur b'chiyuv hagavra. That the person is not mischayiv, he's not achroi, he's not responsible for a maisa that's done by onus. And it would appear for this reason. Somebody can't be Makayim, a mitzvah essay, altones, is considered potter, like we see in Bava Basra, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Chetzio Evet, Chetzio Ben Chorin, potter mi mitzvahs peruruvu. Why? Since he's on us, and we don't force his master to make him a Ben Chorin, in order that he should be Mischayiv. Because if we would, then why don't we force all masters to free their avodim in order that they should be mischayiv in mitzvahs? So Tosfos shtels tzu, the chatzi avichatzi ben chor in the mitzvah of pir v'rivia, who's anus, to the case of all avodim. Now all avodim are pturim. This fella, this chetzi yav chetzi ben chorin zanus, because he's half chayiv, half putter. We say we don't force his rebbe to free him, in order that he should be completely chayiv. Because why don't we force all masters to free their servants? But all servants are putter legamre, and this person's just anus. So you see this tzushtel between anus and putter. Why? Because somebody who's anus is considered putter legamre. Why? Because the gavra isn't mechuyev in something for which he's honest. Asfin Doraisa, famous Asfin Doraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Simon Yud Gimel, is Marich in this Nakuda. The Magen Avraham and Simon Lamates is Machadish, that somebody whose hand is cut off is considered a Bar Kshira. As far as Ksivas Tfilin is because Be'etzim is a Bar Chiyuv, he just Pumei the Kovla, it's like his mouth hurts and he's just missing a hand. In other words, he says that he's not considered Pater Legamre. Kapanim, we see from Tosfos that somebody who's honest is considered part of the Gamre. So we can say the same thing also about somebody who's honest, Lavor Alisser. That honest is a Ptur on the Gavra. That if he's over Ba'onis, he's not considered over Alisser. And we can also say Yesh Onis Begitness for the same reason. That Kiyom HaTanai Ba'onis is not Mechayiv him. The Tanai was that he's not going to come within 12 months. He didn't come out Ba'onis. That's not Mechayiv him. It's a Ptur Gavra. But if it's a Ptur Gavra, we have a Kitzkashi from Avodah Zarah and Nundalit. That Ne'avad Ba'onis is not considered Ne'avad Ba'onis Rachmana Patre. So what does it matter that it's a Ptur on the Gavra? How does that Mafkia Chalois Din Ne'avad on the Behema? It's two different Zachin. What does it matter how we relate to the person? The Behema is Ne'avad. We say no, the Behema is not Ne'avad. So you see, L'chor, it's not a Ptur Gavra. So we have to say that in Onos Rachmana Patre, there's another Chiddush Din. And that is that a Maisa that's done by Onos is not a Maisa Mechayev. And there are no Dinim on this Maisa. And therefore there's not Torah's Nevad. And as we're now referring here to the famous Chem de Shlomo, and Or Chaim Simon Lamed Chesos Dal, that Onos is if he didn't do it. No, he did it. But a maisa that's done shalomei ratzon, there's a hafka on the maisa that has no dinim. And therefore, ne'avad ba'onis is not considered ne'avad. So it would emerge according to this, that there are two chidushim in the din of onos rachmana patre. There's a ptur on the gavra, and mitzad this din, he's also pater for mitzvah saseh, if he's onos milakaima, he's pater legamre. And there's also a hafkas taras maisa, that a maisa ba'oinis is not a maisa mechayiv at all. Like we said, maisa ba'oinis is not a maisa mechayiv. We have two makaras, maybe it's from the two makaras. We have a din of an anar lo sase davar. We also have a pasuk in shchut echutz huv lo anus. Rambam brings both psukim. Because maybe they're two gedarim in the Ptur of Onis. Afkami Taras Maisa. And Ptur Gavra. It would seem that these two dinim are different with respect to Onis V'Ratzon Biyachad. That Be'emes, we should consider it Ratzon, because even if there was no onus, he would have Ratzon. And therefore, there's no din onus that's mafkia, the maisa, from being a maisa that's not mechayiv. Because sof, since he also wants it, it's considered Ratzon. But nevertheless, there is a ptur in the chiyuv gavra. Because in this, the gather of the tour is, what was he supposed to do? Because even if he didn't want to do it, the mice still would have been done. So what was he supposed to do? And therefore there's a ptur gavra of Onos Rachmana Patre. So le'inyan maisa mechayiv, no, there's these two gedarim. Le'inyan maisa mechayiv, the gedar is that if the mice is done shelo meiratzon ha'oseh, it's not a maisa mechayiv. And in this, since it's done meiratzono, there is a ratzon here. We don't care that he would have done it anyway. We don't care that there was an onus, because there was also Ratzon. As when is it a mice that's not Mechayev if he had no choice? But if he had Ratzon, then it's a mice a Mechayev. But when do you have a Ptur Gavra? Tour Gavra is, what do you want from the guy's life? We pod to the person because we say, well, what was he supposed to do? So even if he had Ratzon, still, what was he supposed to do? Self, he was going to do it anyway. He had no way out of it. And the rule is, if he has no way out of it, there's a Ptur Gavra. That's the klal of Ptur Gavra. If he has no way out of it, we patur the person. That's as far as the Ptur Gavra goes. If he has no way out of it, we patur him, even if he also did a Paratzon. But my Havalei Lemeavad. He had no way out of it, so the rule is that we patur him. He had to do it. When it comes to a mice, that's not machayev. A mice is only not machayev if it was done bonus. But if he had ratzon too, then the mice is machayev. So it's mitchalek. Onus together with ratzon is a mice machayev because it was ratzon. But as far as the svara of my havalei lemevad, the ptur gavra. Still, my havalei lemevad, even if he did a paratzon, but there was no way out of it, no way out of it, he can't be mechayev the person. So according to this, we can be miyashim the stira that we presented earlier, that laga agave chola toichud beis chodesh, that oinus and ratzon biyachad is considered oinus begitten. Mashen kein, lagabe nevad, we said oinus baratzon is considered ratzon. Because based on what we said, there's a chilek between the din oinus begitten and the din nevad. Because that there's oinus begitten is also because of Ptur Gavra, that he has no achrayas, he has no chiyuvim on what's done by oinus. How can you hold him responsible? May havalei lemevad. Well, what was he supposed to do? So Mela, we said, in such an instance, oinus for ratzon is considered oinus, because sof kol sof, what was he supposed to do? Couldn't have gotten out of it. He was an onus here. He couldn't have come. Mashenkein l'nyan nevad. That the gavra has a ptur isn't mafkia the din nevad. We said there it's not mitzad the ptur gavra. We said nevad is mitzad the maisa. That if it's a maisa that's done by onus, this onus is mafkia the maisa from having dinim. But if we said if he also has ratzon, then the dinim do apply. Because there is ratzon here, there is the element of ratzon. As long as there's ratzon mixed in here, the dinim do apply. And therefore it's considered nevad. And that's why we see in the Gemara of Nevad considered Nevad because he had Ratzon. So there are dinim to the Maisa. So if the person was, if the animal was Nevad and the person also had Ratzon, the din is like this Yisrael Mummer who served this pedestal, it's going to be Aser because there was Ratzon involved. So based on this, you saw that there are two different types of onus, and each onus has a different svara. We can be miyashev the two sugyas, the sugyan subas and sugyan avodah zara. Sugyan avodah zara, which says that it's onus and ratzon together, is considered ratzon, is because there the issue is not the ptur gavra, but that there's no maisa mechayev if it's onus. But if there's a ratzon involved, then it is a maisa mechayev. And with respect to get, there's a ptur gavra involved. The person can't be responsible for what he's onus about. And if there was an onus, even if there was also ratzon involved, but my havalei lemevad, how can you hold him responsible for something that he had to do? So memela, it's going to be considered onus if you hold the yesh onus begidden. Now we still haven't been miyashev the sugya of Gimel Amud Beis that we saw that onus and ratzon together it's considered ratzon, and therefore by the prutzos it's going to be ratzon. So das is unser arbit. The next shir, Mir Tashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya B'Li Neder. Baruch Baruch Hu Yimalei Kol Mashalas Libeinu L'Tova. We always have to remember, as delicious as the Lamdas is, but Saif Dovra Kol Nishma, Es Ha'loikim Yira, Es Mitzvot of Shmor, Ki zeh kol adam shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.